Tea Cleanse. How to naturally detoxify your body and lose weight. The complete tea guide to weight loss, increased metabolism, and boosting your energy levels. Written by Clayton Garrett. Chapter 1. What are toxins? We have been hearing the word toxins for such a long time that we have learned to either ignore its true meaning or not even try to find out what it means. For many, toxins are the things that our body naturally excretes as a part of cleansing and protecting itself. That can be quite right, but that does not precisely answer the what part. Toxins are harmful agents that can be environmental, biological, and even autogenous. Meaning they from the environment, air, water, the food we eat, and also the chemicals we use in our daily lives, or from the byproducts of our bodies. These things do not cause anything else but harm. In short, they are poison to us. As for autogenous toxins, these are the toxins that we are born with that stem from the generations of toxins that our family is exposed to. It is also good for you to know that toxins do not only poison your body, they also poison your mind. How so? They creep into your system gently. You will not even feel it until it is already too late. First, they affect your body slowly, hindering it from functioning well. This effect alone can already lead to stress, what with our body trying to find a way to operate as it should. Add to that your frustration that lately you keep on feeling that something is off. Stress does not only impede you from doing your daily work and from your body to function regularly, but it also ruins your usual pattern, and if left unattended, can lead to burnout. Burnout will not kill you. What will kill you are the complications that it exposes you to. You see, when a person is burned out, his or her immune system goes down and exposes you to a high risk of contracting diseases. That disease you are exposed to will eventually kill you. I'm quite sure nobody wants that to happen to them. These poisons also have different forms and sources, roughly reaching up to 600 variations, give or take a few. With a list of poisons such as this, you can pretty much say that almost everything around you contains toxins. So what does eating have to do with them? Watching our food intake helps us reduce the toxins that enter or get produced in our bodies. Let me be clear though, watching what we eat does not help us too much with expelling the poisons from our system. The only way for us to discharge these harmful things is by urinating and defecating. As for the belief that sweat helps out in removing them, not really. You can run all day or find a way to sweat excessively. Yes, you will slim down, but the toxins will still be there. The different sources of toxins. Air. Toxins from air enter through our skin and lungs. Any burning organic compound is already a toxin, because it produces tar that travels through the airway and eventually damages the lungs. A good example is a tar from smoking or secondhand smoking, joystick smoke as a relaxant for massages, yoga sessions, and even Tai Chi classes. Ammonia that can be found in animal urine that has been standing for days or cigarettes. Chemical cleaning products, especially those with strong fumes, like bleach or muriatic acid. Chemical spray such as air fresheners. Fumes from fireworks, petrochemical-based products, nail lacquers, hairspray, airplane cabin air, traffic fumes, printer inks, and more. Organic compound. Any solid, liquid, or gaseous compound that contains carbon in its molecules. Water, not ingested. Toxins from water.